Welcome to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, where faith meets action and transformation is non-negotiable. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and I believe now is the time to step boldly into your power, walk in divine wisdom, and claim the life you were meant to live. Each episode, I'll bring you real, unfiltered truth, because this world needs leaders who refuse to shrink. Let's get it. Most people wait for the money to show up before they feel wealthy. But that's backwards. Wealth isn't a number in your bank account. It's a state you choose before the numbers change. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and on Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, we explore the real path to abundance, where spiritual truth meets daily transformation. I don't play for performance. I don't play for the applause. I know who I play for. Today's episode is rooted in Romans 4:17. Even God, who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were. This verse is a masterclass in manifestation. It tells us that God doesn't wait for something to exist before speaking it into being. He speaks it as if it already is. And the speaking calls it forth. When it comes to wealth, this means you don't wait for the contract, the deposit, or the windfall to feel wealthy. You live from the vibration of already before there's a shred of evidence. And that frequency becomes the invitation for your reality to catch up. If God Himself calls things that be not as though they were, then your job is to do the same with your money, your opportunities, and your future. I see it all the time. People chasing the look of wealth, the designer bag on the credit card, the luxury car with a payment they can barely cover, the vacation they can't really afford but post all over social media with hashtags about living the dream. It's not wealth, it's performance. And here's the truth about performance. It feeds your ego in the moment, but it drains your resources for the long term. When your money is tied up in keeping up appearances, there's nothing left to invest, nothing left to multiply. You might look abundant to the outside world, but inside, you're shrinking. Stressed about bills, worried about making ends meet, silently hoping no one finds out the truth. Performance mode keeps you in lack because it's built on the belief that your value comes from looking successful instead of being successful. And when you're constantly focused on appearances, you're not building the systems, the habits, and the strategies that create real abundance. I had a client who decided she was done with that cycle. Yes, she still looked amazing, but she stopped chasing the new outfit every week mindset. She realized her wardrobe wasn't going to double her revenue, but a smart advertising strategy could. She learned a powerful ad method from a millionaire mentor. The old her would have said, "I can't afford that." The wealthy version, she was becoming asked, "How can I make this happen?" She looked at her budget and made a decision most people wouldn't. She stopped eating out for a month. She didn't buy any new clothes. That freed up enough to run her first ad campaign. And it worked. The next month, she reinvested the profit, still skipped the shopping, ate out only twice, and her business grew again. Month after month, she kept flipping those ad profits. Within 6 months, she could do it all. Advertise consistently, eat out when she wanted, shop for the clothes she loved. But now it was funded from real profit, not debt. That's the difference between looking big and being big. Looking big drains you and keeps you chasing. Being big builds you and keeps you expanding. And it all started when she stopped performing wealth and started becoming wealth. Remember, this episode is rooted in Romans 4:17. Even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. This is the opposite of performance. Performance is when you look like you have something you don't. And underneath, there's fear, strain, and lack. Calling things that be not as though they were is different. It's alignment. When God speaks something into existence, he's not pretending. He's not putting on a show to convince people. He's creating from truth. His words are rooted in the knowing that what he says is already real in the unseen. That's the shift my client made. She didn't stop eating out and skip new clothes to fake being disciplined. She was disciplined. She didn't run her first ad campaign to look like she had a marketing budget. She had one because she created it with intention. Romans 4:17 reminds us that living as if isn't about impressing others. It's about impressing the truth of your vision onto your own spirit until it becomes your reality. You're not lying to yourself. You're speaking, acting, and making decisions from the future you already know belongs to you. And just like my client, when you do that, the results will follow. Not because you chase the appearance of wealth, but because you embodied the reality before the world could see it. Neville Goddard taught that you must live from the wish fulfilled, not toward it. That means your state of being, your thoughts, your emotions, your decisions must match the reality you desire before it's visible in the physical world. This is exactly what Romans 4:17 points to. God calls those things which be not as though they were. He doesn't wait for the evidence before speaking it as truth. And because his word is creative, what is spoken in faith must come to pass. Most people misunderstand this principle. They think acting as if means pretending, putting on the outward signs of success while their inner state is still anchored in fear, doubt, or lack. That's why performance mode keeps you stuck. The vibration under the action is still, I don't have it. Living from the wish fulfilled is different. It's not about what you show the world. It's about what you know within yourself. When my client redirected her clothing and dining budget into advertising, she wasn't performing. She was embodying her wealthy self. Her decisions were coming from the version of her who already had the thriving business, the steady revenue, the freedom to spend without stress. She didn't need to look the part because she was living the part. Neville would say she had moved into the state of wealth. And once you move into a state, the outer world has no choice but to rearrange itself to match it. And that's why within 6 months, she was living the very reality she had been embodying all along. When you live from the wish fulfilled, your rituals, your budget, your conversations, and your choices all carry the same vibration. And that vibration is the magnet for the life you've already claimed in the unseen. So before we start journaling, before you write a single word, let's take a breath and check in with yourself. Am I building from truth or performing for approval? Am I chasing the look of wealth or living from the reality of wealth within me? Let these questions guide your reflection. Number one. You got to identify the performance. Where in my life am I maintaining the appearance of success, but not the reality? What habits, purchases, or commitments are costing me more than they're truly giving me? How does it feel in my body when I'm performing wealth instead of embodying it? Number two, clarify the being. If I was already the wealthy version of myself, what would I prioritize right now? what habits, investments, or daily actions would be non-negotiable? How would I handle opportunities, challenges, and financial decisions differently? Number three, make the shift. What is the one performance-based expense I can redirect into something that builds long-term wealth? How can I start aligning my choices with the future I'm creating, even if my current numbers haven't caught up yet? Now, write a letter from your future wealthy self to your present self. Describe what life looks like and feels like, the freedom, the choices, the peace. Share the specific actions you took to get there and the mindset that kept you steady along the way. Offer encouragement, wisdom, and clarity about what really matters. When you finish, read it back slowly, as if your future self is speaking directly to you in this moment. Let their voice guide your decisions today. So, now we're going to do some affirmations, and you're going to speak them slowly out loud if you can, and let the words settle into your body like the truth. I am wealthy in spirit, vision, and purpose before it ever shows in numbers. My choices today reflect the future I have already claimed. I release the need to perform wealth and fully embody it. Every decision I make is rooted in sufficiency, wisdom, and alignment. I live from the wish fulfilled, knowing my outer world must follow. My discipline and vision are building the wealth I already carry within. I am the wealthy version of myself, here and now. Now close your eyes, take a deep breath in, hold it, and then exhale slowly. Let your shoulders drop. Feel the tension melt away. Now, imagine you're walking into a room that represents your wealthy life. Everything in this space reflects your values, your tastes, and your peace. There's no clutter, no chaos, only the evidence of abundance and ease. In the center of the room is a large mirror. You walk toward it and you see yourself, not as you are today, but as your future wealthy self. Notice the way you stand, the look in your eyes, the energy you carry. You ask this version of you, how do you live? Listen as they answer. They may tell you about the way they manage money, how they invest, who they spend time with, or how they make decisions. Every detail they share is key. A vibration that you step into now. Now, see yourself living one day in their life. Feel the way they move through their morning. Notice how they spend, save, and invest with calm certainty. Watch how they respond to opportunities. Pay attention to how they bless the flow of money in and out. Take one more deep breath and let this wealthy version of you merge with the you who is standing here today. From this moment forward, you are them. You think as they think. You act as they act. You choose as they choose. When you open your eyes, carry this energy into every choice you make today. The wealth you've been waiting for is already here, and you're already living it. Wealth isn't something you wait for. It's something you decide to live from. The performance will drain you, but the embodiment will build you. When you stop chasing the look of it all and start making decisions as your wealthy self right now, your reality has no choice but to catch up. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, And on Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, we walk the path where spiritual truth meets daily transformation. I don't play for performance. I don't play for the applause, because I know who I play for. And if you're ready to build real wealth from the inside out, join me inside Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich at happyhealthywholerich.com. Your wealthy self is already here. Now let's bring her forward. Until the next time, stay happy, stay healthy, stay whole, and most importantly, stay rich in love, joy, and divine provision. If this message spoke to you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it, live it, and let's grow together. Head over to happyhealthywholerich.com for more powerful teachings and join the movement. Remember, your breakthrough is waiting. You have to show up. Until the next time, stay happy, healthy, whole, and rich.